Good morning, everyone. Welcome. It's good to be here. Sit tall, and let's tune in to begin. Start rubbing your palms together. Take a few deep breaths in, deep breaths out. Close your eyes. Look inward, feel that heat between your hands, and start to breathe deeper, creating an inner heat. Heat of focus, spiritual heat. And then palms together, heart center, lift up through your crown. We'll begin by chanting Ung, O-N-G, Ung Namo, Guru Dev Namo, 3 times. Ung Namo, Guru Dev Namo means I bow to the teacher within myself, I bow to the divine within myself. Exhale. Deep breath in. Long. Either way, I live up north, and the reason I was late is because my bike was covered in a bunch of ash, volcanic ash. So if you were wondering if like there was dust on your bike, it might have been volcanic ash that you got to experience. And if you're also wondering if you feel a lot of emotions coming up as of late, they say in Bali, in general in Bali, they talk about the volcano effect here. And we're literally on a volcano. We're on a volcanic island, but also it's a beautiful mix of that really strong force of nature, and then also a super beautiful and kind, soft culture. And the mix of those, they say that if there's anything that you're not dealing with, it's going to come up to the surface, the volcano effect.
Yeah.
And so So don't be surprised if that happens. And then there's also really powerful, whether you believe in energetic ley lines, there's also that going on in Bali. It's an energetic vortex. And the community here, I was having this conversation the other day that they've done studies how they put a person in a room isolated from another person in a room, and they've showed this person videos of like shocking gore, and the fear response of this person, the same part of the brain activates in this person without them seeing the same thing. So the idea is that we're actually evolved to be very empathically connected with each other, and we're all immersed in a culture that for thousands of years has been very in tune with Mother Nature and is very in tune with the collective communal consciousness. Right? So all of that's getting activated in everyone just being here. Especially if we come from a very independent type of society. And all the stuff that can come along with that, all the remembering, and it's really, really beautiful. Enjoy the process and be held and be loved and have good salads and juice, all of that stuff. And enjoy your yoga while you're here. So, don't know why I offered that, but it was right. The volcano was going today. So, gratitude. Today we'll be doing the Kriya for disease resistance. And it's a really beautiful Kriya to help. It's like a thorough multidimensional massage. There's active in it. There's some parts that are active, some parts that are really relaxing. And it helps to massage the glands, the spine, the different nerves, the organs of the body. It's really good for digestion, and it's really good for just bringing you into the feeling of feeling quite held and nourished by your own body. Which is pretty good. So, we'll go into that today. Don't push yourself. Allow yourself to move at your own pace. That is Ong Namo Guru Dev Namo, the teacher within. We'll practice with our eyes closed. And take breaks if you need to. Go stronger if you like. Come up to a standing position. And let's get our Kundalini moving. Toes face forward. Come up to the middle or top of your mat. We'll begin with slow down sun salutations. We'll speed up. If you have trouble with sun salutations, you can go hands and knees, cat-cow, and you can move with our breath as we do it. Inhale, reach your arms up. Palms together, stay here. Close your eyes and take two deep breaths, maybe three. Get the deepest breath moving right from the beginning. All the way in. All the way out. Exhale. Press down your feet. Inhale, lean back. And then bow forward. Exhale, fold. Fingers to the floor. You can bend your knees. Maybe palms on the floor. Take two or three deep breaths. All the way in. Make sure you're breathing all the way out. Find the breath. Step your left leg back, a big step. Fingertips onto the floor. Sink your hips down. Lift your heart. Press down your thumbs. Breathe into your body. Sinking your hips and lifting your heart. Ground your hands and step that right foot back to meet your left. Feet either hip distance apart or together. Press your arms very straight and lengthen your hips up and back to the back of the room. Let your head hang. Breathe deeply, everyone. Look, or chin forward, deep breath in. Bring your knees to the floor, bring your chest a bit forward, and exhale, lower your chin and chest between your thumbs. Keep your hips high off the floor, heart on the floor. Close your eyes, shoulders back, elbows in. breathe here. Really good S curve for the spine. Come forward, hips on the floor, point your toes, squeeze your ankles together, press down the tops of your feet, feel your legs strong and straight. Slowly lift up just halfway, pressing down your feet, lifting your chest off the floor, chin up, feel your back muscles doing most of the work, and breathe. Close your eyes. Press down your feet. Forehead to the floor. Ground your hands strong. Press back to downward facing dog. Step your left foot forward between your hands. High on your fingertips, thumbs pressing down. This is the classical style. Back knee to the floor. Sink your hips and lift your heart. Breathe long breath in, long breath out through the nose. Sink your hips. Relax your mind to receive the sensations of your body peacefully with an open mind, open heart. Today is a new day. Come up and bow forward. Fold. Stand all the way up. Inhale, reach your arms up. Touch your palms together. Press down your feet. Lift up. Hands to your heart. Exhale. One breath, one movement. Try to keep your eyes closed. Inhale, arms lifting. Exhale, bow forward. Right leg back, knee down, thumbs down. Inhale, lift your heart. Hold your breath, down dog. Knees to the floor, exhale, chest and chin to the floor. Hips down last. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, down dog. Inhale, right leg forward, left knee down. Breathe deeply. Exhale, step front, bow. Engage your thighs a bit. Inhale, arms up, eyes closed. Hands heart, exhale. Tall spine. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, bow. Inhale, left leg back, knee down. Hold breath, dog. Exhale, knees, chest, chin to the floor. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, dog. Inhale, left leg forward. Low lunge. Exhale, bow at the front. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, hands, heart. Inhale, arms up. Connect with your breath. Exhale, bow. Inhale, right leg back. Knees, chin, chest. Exhale. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, dog. Spread your fingers. Inhale, right leg forward, left knee down. Deeper breath in. Exhale, step front. Smooth, really nice. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, heart. Bow, exhale. Inhale, left leg back. hold breath, dog. Exhale, knees, chest, chin. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, dog. Left foot glides forward. Inhale, sink your hips. Exhale, bow, front. Ground your feet. Inhale, arms up. Hands, heart, exhale. Relax your face. Eyes closed. Inhale, arms up. Feel it from the inside. Exhale, bow. Inhale, right leg back. Exhale, knees, chest, chin. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, dog. Right leg forward. Inhale. Exhale, bow at the front. Inhale, stand up. Big breath here. Hands to your heart, exhale. Step your feet hip distance apart. Hands down by the sides. Reach your right arm to the sky. Connect your pointy finger and thumb of the right hand. Reach the other three fingers. Inhale, lift up the whole right side. And in a nice even line, exhale, come out to the left. Press down both of your feet equally. Breathe. Lengthen your spine up and out to the left. Suck your lower belly in. Last one. Stretch. Slide your hip to the right more. And come up. Both arms lift. Right hand down. Left hand in Dhyan Mudra. Straight elbow. Inhale, lift up. Strong legs. Come out to your right. Longest full breath here. Both feet grounded. Slight belly engaged. Slide your hip out. 3, 2, and 1. Both arms up. Inhale. Hands to the heart. Exhale. Bring your feet a little bit wider so you can really grip. On your inhale, you come to the middle. And, stagger yourselves forward and back from your neighbors. You should have a lot of room here. Inhale to the middle. Exhale, reach the right arm out to the side. Twist your torso and tap your heart. Then switch. Up the energy, 1%. Feel things waking up. Nice straight spine. Keep going. Bend your knees a little bit. Really grab the floor with the energy of your legs. Secure it with the energy of your core. Twist it up the spine. 10 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Slowly, both hands at the heart, face the front. Hands on your lower back. Bring your feet hip distance apart. Push your hips a little bit forward. Lift your heart up. Drop your head back if you like. Standing back bend. Listen to your body. Listen to your breath. Coming up. Arms forward. Parallel to the floor. Double your mudra. High up on your toes. You can open your eyes a sliver here for balance. Nice deep breath. Bend your knees, but lift your heels higher. Keep your heels up. Come all the way down. Hoppity pump, pop, pop. Hands on the floor. Bow your head. Sway from side to side a little bit. Releasing the neck tension. Lay on your belly, facing the front. Turn onto your back. Hug both of your knees in. Rock forward and back on your spine. Nice deep breath here. Moving energy up and down the spine. Inhale as you sit up. Exhale all the way back to your neck. If you can, like a whole ship rocking back and forth. Relax your shoulders. Close your eyes. Is it possible for you to breathe a little deeper? And then laying on your back, hugging your knees in. Spine resting on the floor for 2 breaths. Relax your face. Relax your shoulders. Feel what's happening inside. Give yourself an actual hug. And maybe a little kiss on each knee. Straight legs on the mat. Straight arms down side. Shavasana. If your back is sore, put a bolster beneath your knees. Let everything rest here. Let everything rest. Thank you. breath in, breathing right into your center. And from your center, exhale, relax. Stretch your arms over your ears. Inhale, stretch. Reach your toes. Relax. Roll to your right side. Keep your mind nice and peaceful as we move into the Kriya for disease resistance. Come up and sit on your heels. If you can't do any of these positions, just try your best. If you can't at all, then do the closest variation, so maybe cross legs. Pumping the stomach is the first one. You can look here. Thumbs don't cross, palms together. You inhale deeply, just observe. Full breath in. Hold your breath while holding the breath. Don't breathe. Pump your belly out and in. When it feels natural to exhale, and then you repeat. Reach your arms up, palms together, eyes closed. First one. Inhale very deeply. Hold your breath. Lift your heart. Press the palms. Don't cross the thumbs. Pump the belly forward and back while holding your breath for retention. Push the belly all the way out, stretching it forward. Curl it all the way in, back and forth. When it's time to exhale, exhale calmly. Keep the posture. And then repeat. Satnam means true name. Exhale more. When you inhale, hold a deeper breath in. Lift everything up. How peaceful can you make your face? Digestive fire, abdominal toning, core activation, purification. Seconds. Really stretch both directions. Deep breath in. Hold it. Palms squeeze. Stretch up. Release your hands. Exhale. Good for your heart. Shoulders relaxed. Keep your eyes closed. Breathe naturally. Second is called the bear grip. And this activates muscles all through the back, the arms. More specifically, energy rivers, meridians, nadis that are connected from our fingers, arms, all the way into the heart. So you make four hooks with one hand, fingers, four hooks with the other, and you equally oppositely hook the eight fingers together. Keep them about 1 inch away from you, close to you, but 1 inch away, and resting at the heart level. Lower than your chin, lower than your throat, higher than your solar plexus, right at the heart. Elbows parallel to the floor. The position is important. Shoulders relaxed. Straight spine. Relax your mind. Exhale first. Internally, follow along. Deep breath in. Hold your breath, and now while holding, as hard as you can, pull the hands, trying to pull them apart. Really work here. Elbows pull apart. When it feels like it's naturally exhale time, keep the posture, but soften and exhale. And then repeat. Activating, relaxing those energy lines. Keep going. About 2.5 minutes left. Make sure the hands are at the heart. Some of you, you're lifting your hands too high, right at the heart. Keep your spine nice and stable. Some of the energy is released. The energy turns into emotions and thoughts. It's all just energy. Just stay present. Keep observing. Sincere effort. Sit straighter. Hold a deeper breath in. Pull harder. Have more compassion for yourself. Seconds. Final inhale. Hold, pull, maximum pull. Release. Let it all go. Keep your spine nice and tall. Enjoy the cicada. Perfect. Sitting bends. Sitting forward bends. So your legs stay in this position. Interlace your fingers behind your head. But keep your chin nice and long. So at no time does the chin come to the chest. Keep the chin away from the chest the whole time. Open up the elbows nice and wide like a cobra's hood, shoulders back. On your inhale, nice and straight, sit up. Tilting from your pelvis. Exhale, tilt forward. Keep the chin away from the chest. All the way, as much as you can, maybe forehead touches the floor. Elbows don't touch the floor. Inhale all the way up. Exhale forward. Inhale, deep breath up. Exhale forward. Continue. So good for your spine. About 3 minutes, get into a simple moving meditation with your breath. Close your eyes. Keep trying to straighten things out. Balance the left and right. Practice exhaling more, and the next inhale will automatically be deeper. Good. 30 seconds left. Home stretch. Maybe go a little faster. Open the elbows more. Get a little more energy, breath moving. Your spine is strong. Inhale, sit all the way up. Exhale, come forward.
Release your hands, child's pose. Release everything. Relax the eyes.
Inhale, sit up, eyes closed. Bring your hips out to one side and swing your legs around forward. You can bend your knees if your back is tight. Otherwise, straight legs over time. Feet together, toes facing up. Two peace fingers of each hand make two hooks, and your thumbs, like crab claws, hook your big toes all the way up to the knuckles. And then press the ends of your thumbs into the fat, flat part of your big toenails, like you're pushing into two little TV screens of each big toe. Yeah, creating two pressure points called marmas. Like acupressure, but larger. Walk your hips back a little bit. Stretch your legs. Pinch the points. Lengthen your crown. Don't let your head hang. Long, deep breathing. 3 minutes. Long, deep breathing. Go inward. Feel yourself. Every breath, get a little bit longer. Let go of analysis. Notice if your mind is latched onto a particular thought or a particular part of the body. This is a pattern. Keep breathing long, deep breaths and circulating all the energy and awareness equally. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. You got it. Keep going. Pinch the toes. Relax your mind. Seconds, deepest breath. Take a deep breath in. Let your head bow down. Loosen the grip. Take a breath or two here. Ragdoll. Relax your eyes. Inhale, sit up. Nice breath in. Roll out your shoulders. Cross your legs. Loose cross of the legs. Slide your hips back a little bit in space. Sitting straight, relax your hands on your knees. Shoulders nice and soft. Ground both hips. Let your right ear come towards your right shoulder and then slowly roll your head backwards towards your left shoulder. Continue neck rolling in this clockwise direction for 2 minutes. We'll do the other 2 minutes after. Stay in one direction. Breathe nice and calm. Nourishing breath. Keep breathing. Don't force it. mind body is an interconnected system. If we use aggressive energy to force one thing in our body out, so we have a tension and we try to force it away, the tension just goes somewhere else. It buries itself deeper. So you want to find action, effort, but a peaceful mind. Come up to the center, inhale, relax, switch directions, keep breathing. Rolls are a really great way to release deep-seated stress. Come back to the center. Nice breath in, up and down the spine. Nice breath out. Both hips grounded. Just feel. Be the feeler. Come onto your hands and knees. Spread your fingers, tabletop. Hands under the shoulders, knees under your hips. Straight lines, arms straight. Vertical thighs, femur bones. On your inhale, let your whole spine, middle spine, drop down. Lift your tailbone up, lift the crown of your head up. Breathe in. On your exhale, the whole middle spine comes up, tailbone down, head down. Continue. In, out. In, out. Get a pretty good breath rhythm going here. Starting off slow and gentle with deep breath. Close your eyes. And the instructions are to gradually increase your speed as you feel the spine becoming more flexible. Gradually deepen your breath as you feel more room and energy allowed to flow. So you're activating the entire central column of light and energy here. This will emanate out through every part of your life. That central line. Make your breath the most important. Some of you can go much faster if you want. You can just blast off here. Listen to your body. Let your breath guide you. In, out, in, out. Back bend. Sit on your heels. Exhale. Hands resting on your thighs. Sit tall. Feel the energy moving through you. Relax your face. Relax your shoulders. Lift your heart. Breathe. Imagine that there's a line between your shoulders running through the heart, and they move oppositely like a seesaw. So you need to move each shoulder independently. On your inhale, your left shoulder comes up as the right comes down. As you exhale, left shoulder down as the right comes up. In, out, in, out, in, out. Keep your head straight in the middle. Begin. Nice deep breath here. Visualize yourself sending healing light to your heart line, to your shoulders. Each inhale, the left side of the torso is getting longer. It's like you're breathing into the yin channel, the receptivity, restoration channel. Sit your spine nice and tall. Thank you. happy inside. Stretch 30 seconds. Little bit deeper breath. Three, two. Exhale, shoulders down. Sit nice and tall. Inhale, shoulders up. Hold your breath. Squeeze your pelvic floor just 5%. Lightly draw your lower belly in. Awareness to your third eye. Reach your crown. Shoulders back. Release everything. Exhale. Release the inner locks. Hands are heavy. Turn around, head to the front, feet to the back, lay on your back. Shavasana. Bolster under your knees if you need a little more comfort. Seven minutes. Shavasana here. If you like, or if you need, you have a little release here. Let the emotions flow. Have your legs straight if you can. Not changing the position, but do whatever you need to. Your body knows exactly what to do. Just relax. Just trust. See it all around in the external, natural world, that if given the right conditions, the right nourishment, and if just given time, nature repairs itself. And you are Mother Nature. Let go. Trust that intelligence lives within you. Trust yourselves. Trust your heart. Trust your spirit. relaxing. One little bit at a time, or everything. One little layer at a time. Just relax. Back to your body, remaining very internally connected, and remaining internally soft, relaxed. Take a deep breath in, deep exhale. Your fingers and toes. Stretch your arms. over your ears. Inhale, stretch. Exhale, relax. Roll to your right side. Don't bother your friend, your neighbor, if they're sleeping. They need it. Come up onto your hands and knees, facing the front, eyes closed. Hands and knees, tabletop. Spread your fingers very wide, so distribute a nice, even energy in your hands. Ground down through your hands. Curl your toes under, and push your hips up and back to a gentle downward facing dog with bent knees at the beginning. Your hips are nice and high, chest closer to the thighs, head hanging. And over time, straighten the heels. 5 minutes. Long, deep breathing. Beautiful inversion here. Focus on your breath as the primary seed. Spread your fingers more around all of your knuckles to the floor. As the energies of the pose mix and mingle with the different parts of yourself, you may notice thoughts and emotions, sensations coming to the surface of your awareness. Try not to attach to the surface movement. Stay with your underlying breath and let the waves move through you with grace. No attachment, deep breath. Down dog is way too much, do that half dog. You'll get an injury. You allow your awareness to relax away from the superficial and drop even deeper into your breath. Drop into the space beneath your thoughts. The observer. Maybe a smile. Ujjayi breath is really good here. If you like, you can let go of pause or sounds. Let the energy move. This challenge in life is not to overcome discomfort or challenge, but to totally accept that discomfort, challenge is is an intimate and opposite part of life. To totally accept. Breathe with it. Seconds left. You're amazing. Come back to the pose if you can. Breathe deeper. Stretch the back lines. Stretch the line of your mind. Final breath in, stay in the pose. Final breath out, stay here. Walk your hands back to your feet, hanging forward at the back of your mat. Feet hip distance. Let your head dangle. Hands either on your thighs, upper shins, or if you can, holding your ankles with straight legs. Hold the front of your legs. The front of your legs, not the back. Keeping your legs totally straight. Imagine that you don't have any knees. So eliminate knees. Don't bend your knees. The straight legs clump forward one at a time. Thunk, like two logs walking forward from hips to heels. Don't bend your knees. Clump to the top of your mat. Keep breathing. Bump to the back of your mat. Keep your hands on your legs. The muscles start at the hips, lifting each side. This is the last Kriya, about 3 minutes here. Inside. Thank you. the middle of your mat. If you can, keep your eyes closed. Sit down in a perfect meditation position, using bolster blocks if you need to. Slide your hips back. Feel that nice grounding, that balance. You're ready for a beautiful meditation. Healing meditation, Rama Dasa Sa Se So Hum. The meaning, I am one and the same as all of the qualities and elements of the universe, and all of the qualities and elements of the universe are one and the same as the ones in me. It's all one. There's a great harmonious balance that I just can't see. All one. I am. The arm position. You might need to peek here. Your hands hold up like you're holding up two dinner plates at chest level. Thumbs with the fingers. Fingers together. Like your hands are like two paddles. Elbows resting on the side ribs. And your hands are pointing kind of forward like a V. Forearms and hands. If you're not sure, you can just peek here. Yeah. Relax your shoulders. Keep your hands a little bit taut. Align your spine. Awareness very softly to your third eye, the space behind your forehead. Open up the physical and energetic body to receive cosmic healing prana. All around us and inside us. Chanting together for about 10 minutes. Let the vibration take you where it needs to take you. Enjoy. relax here, or perhaps lean forward and bring your palms on the wood off of your rubber yoga mat. Just ground to the earth a bit. Straight. Take a deep breath in, reach your arms all the way up. Continue breathing deep, shake out your hands. Shake them all over, whatever feels right. Side, front, back. Give yourself a little shake. Keep breathing. Center yourself, palms together at heart center, lifting through your crown. We'll offer out the final mantra, may the long time sun, three times with music, and then three Sat Nams. Sat Nam once again means vibrational identity, your true name, known deeply to yourself. through the journey of your life. All the twists and turns inside and out. Every event, every moment, every relationship lead you back home to the light in your own heart so you can see it everywhere. Sat Nam.